This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now let's discuss the intense effect that Ayat al-Kursi has upon evil and magic. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned in his book Al-Furqan bayna awliya' al-Rahman wa awliya' al-Shaytan, he mentioned in his book that if a person, if a believer, was to read Ayat al-Kursi with absolute certainty and honesty, believing every single word and certain with every single word he is reading, if you were to read this ayah upon people that are performing satanic devilish acts, then their devilish performances will be destroyed and ruined, and they will be exposed. Such as sometimes you see people walking on fire, stabbing themselves with a sword that comes out from the other side with no blood coming out, pulling a car with his teeth and the car's attached to a chain. They lay down on pins and needles. Cars drive over them and they're not harmed. Some put fire in their mouth or put a snake's head in their mouth or sits among the snakes. All of these are satanic, devilish acts. Wallah, if Ayat al-Kursi was recited upon such people that are performing these things, their performances would be destroyed, and perhaps the snake or the fire or whatever it is would rebel and turn against these people. And such people exist today, not only among the disbelievers and the magicians, but you also have among those who ascribe themselves to Islam, such as the extremists from the Sufi sects. And they say this is karamatul awliya, this is the miracles that Allah Azza wa Jal gives His friends and those He loves the most on earth. This is a lie. Wallahi, it is a lie. لأن الكرامات, the miracles, because in the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe that the righteous slaves of Allah, awliya'ullah, are given karamat. They are given miracles. But how does this happen? It doesn't happen in the manner that these people say. He brings a sword and he puts it in himself and takes it out on the other end and says, هذه كرامات الأولياء. Doesn't happen in this manner. The karamat, the miracles, they happen to the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah grants it to them without them asking for it, without them seeking it or trying for it. It comes naturally. Allah Azza wa Jal gives it to them. As for these devils among mankind who gather crowds and they do these type of performances, all of them are devils. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentions in Majmu' al-Fatawa that many of the righteous believers have recited Ayat al-Kursi upon people that perform devilish acts, and their performances were completely shattered and ruined and destroyed, and their true nature was exposed to the crowd, and they were harmed by their own devil, by their own evil and their own magic. So the devils don't stand a chance in front of Ayat al-Kursi. And this is from their own mouth. They're the ones that told Abu Hurairah, Ubay ibn Ka'b, Zayd ibn Thabit, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. Ash-Shaytan is the one who told the companions, this ayah is a red line for us. As soon as it is recited, we are destroyed. We are finished. We can no longer harm anyone. Allahu Akbar.